Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Devin. Appreciate you. All right, next on our agenda, we have the Treasurer's Final Settlement and Investment Report. With us this morning, we have Taney County Treasurer, Ms. Melanie Smith. Good morning, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm here to present the Final Settlement and Investment Report. Really just to have it entered into record per RSMO 54150. The grand total of all funds was $71,346,435.79. And you see where I've got it broken down to where what I have in the checking accounts, what I have in the certificate of deposits, and in the agencies. I won't read all those, but which equals back to the total grand total. I emailed this report to you all last week. Do you guys have any questions on that?
I have none.
Okay. Move to accept and enter into the record the Taney County's Treasurer's Final Settlement and Investment Report.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you, Melanie. Appreciate you. Next, we have our monthly budget report with this morning, Taney County Auditor, Mr. David Clark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Commissioner. As what was previously stated, the total amount of funds for the county is $71,346,435.79. Included in that includes the sales tax for General County at the end of December at $23,051,571.55. For the Road and Bridge CART Fund is $3,022,482.64. Road and Bridge tax sales tax fund is at $15,370,979.85. The law enforcement tax fund is at $6,330,137.32. And the sewer fund at the end of December is at $16,686,516.70. And that will be the total for all the sales tax funds. Thank you.
All right. Any questions for Auditor? All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. All right, next order of business we have is our University of Missouri Extension update. How are you, ma'am?
I'm fine. How about you?
Doing well, thank you.
We have some new educational resources available for folks.
Thank you.
So these are rack cards we have developed. And we've distributed these to extension offices, to educational partners, and to other partners that can distribute these to the public to be used for educational purposes. One of the most important ones, I think, is the hunting regulations. So feral hog tick laws in Missouri, the one that is red. And that's really a great resource for hunters. As it was the case last year, we didn't have a lot of feral hog problems in Taney County. The majority of feral hog issues in the southwestern part of the state remain in McDonald County and Ozark County. That's where most of our elimination operations have been focused on in the past couple of months, particularly around the Canyon Mountain area in Ozark County and the Jolly Ranch area in McDonald County. So there haven't been a lot of hogs removed from this county, but our operations are still active, and we are still accepting folks who are having problems with feral hogs, encouraging them to reach out to us.
because we do still offer services. In May, we put in a no-till drill into the Taney County Soil and Water Conservation District. So as part of partnership operations, we have worked with Soil and Water Conservation Districts to acquire equipment that landowners can use free of charge if they have feral hog issues. So they can go to the Taney County Soil and Water Conservation District, say, I have hog damage, and they can drive away with the drill to use to mediate that damage on their property. So in addition to the drill, the other things that we've done in this part of the state, so our annual report is coming out in the next month or so. As of 2023, we were just shy of 8,000 hogs removed from the state, which was up from the year before, but since 2020, it's been a downward trend of hogs removed with the efforts, despite the fact that we have more dedicated trappers, more hours in the helicopter that we've used to eliminate hogs, and just more efforts statewide. As of this year, from November, the total numbers were 47,000 hogs removed approximately, which is almost half of what was removed in last year. So that's despite the fact that we have more efforts that are dedicated to this. We're just seeing fewer hogs in the state, which is good news. And when we do have problems, we're able to mobilize quickly, and we have a vast partnership network across the state now that's working to eliminate these hogs. So this is serving as a national model. It's continuing to serve as a national model. And there are other states now that are moving to outlaw hunting and to work with landowners to solve these problems, because they do cause a lot of damage, particularly to landowners and farmers and folks in agriculture. As of last year, the partnership was also recognized by the Army Corps of Engineers for outstanding service to our communities and working with folks to solve these problems. So we received a national award for that. So I wanted to highlight that. We do have a newsletter that goes out quarterly. If you're interested or you know somebody who is having problems or want to keep tabs on what we're doing, it's called the Feral Hog Herald, and you can subscribe to that through the University of Missouri Extension website. There's a subscribe button for that. And on the website as well, it features a video that was put out recently by the USDA on YouTube, talking about how Missouri has been dealing with feral hogs and how landowners have been impacted and the effects that has had on the state. So that's another important information that's available for folks. So with that, do you guys have any questions for me about anything that's been going on with the partnership for feral hog elimination efforts in the state or in your county?
I don't have any.
Sounds successful. So.
Yeah, sounds like it. So thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you for
all right. Oh, ma'am, I'm sorry. I apologize. I should remember your name, but...
I'm sorry. It's Dr. Megan Crane.
Megan Crane?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am.
And I have some swag for you guys as well.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are agendized for Road and Bridge Roundtable upstairs at 9:30. I have 9:23 a.m. We'll be at recess this time.